Yeah, I'm Dr. Rastogi doing dictation at Progress Note on Leslie Van Cleef. Data evaluation is 11th. It is for comprehensive counseling. Data evaluation is November 6, 2023. Patient was seen by a doxy. Patient has consented for a health appointment. Subjective agenda. Patient name is Leslie Van Cleef, LESLIVNCLEAVE. His date of birth is 3/20/1950. Telephone number is 586-774-9954. I got a call from Angela, Comprehensive Counseling Manager, to call Leslie wife immediately due to the some side effect. I have talked to home at 586-774-9954. At 5:34, his wife Christine described that he has been having a lot of psychotic episodes. His trileptal was discontinued as he was having some blood clots. She has contacted his primary care doctor and also cross the nurse from the Blue Cross Blue Shield, and they said it is not generally common but is a rare side effect, can occur. Therefore, trileptal was stopped. Christine described that he has to have something on it because he's taking Seroquel 100 mg morning, 3 o'clock, and 400 mg at bedtime. It is not as such effective. He was doing little better than Depakote, therefore Depakote 500 mg at bedtime was given. I explained the risk and benefit and side effect, and also explained that he should get a complete physical and blood workup. These are some of the side effects which can occur, and I appreciated that she should call me, to which she agreed, and I explained that once he give the medication, if he has any problem of controlling his psychotic or any behavior, I would like to admit him in the hospital for further monitoring and stabilization, to which Justin agreed. This is the end of dictation. I'm with Dr. Stovey. Next question. On David Sabo, date of evaluation is 11-6-2023, date of birth is 6/23/1977, telephone number is 586-422-4830, identification data. David described that he is undergoing a lot of stress. He had a car crash yesterday, and in which he caused some damage to the car. Police was involved. Paper was filed. Although he described last night he was not able to sleep, but otherwise he is all right. He also undergoing charge for indecent exposure 2 years ago, for which the court date he has to go to. He also described that he was supposed to go for psychological testing at Ypsilanti State Hospital. So far he has not. It was ordered by the court. So far, he has not been gone to the gone for evaluation. He described that he has been taking his medication. He's not feeling paranoid. He's not hearing any voices. He does not believe anyone out to get him. He denies any side effect of the medication. There is no involuntary movement or any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. He last night he has problem with the sleep. He slept 5:30 in the morning, but currently he's feeling all right. I further discussed that if he has continued problem, he has to come to the clinic or come to the hospital for the evaluation. Patient agreed with the plan. He was alert, oriented, tall, Caucasian male. Mood was euthymic, affect restricted, speech was clear, motor activity was normal, judgment sight is limited. There was no involuntary movement and any symptoms of akathisia, restlessness. Patient described that fluphenazine make him somewhat drowsy and somewhat uncomfortable. Therefore, dose was reduced only at bedtime. Patient was also explained that he should avoid loneliness and maybe interacting with the family. Assessment schizophrenia, chronic paranoid, yet undergoing stress due to the court cases. Plan continued realty orientation. He will continue on Japraxat 20 mg daily and Prolexin 5 mg at bedtime. Risk benefit side effect I explained that 30 to supply with the order, and he can get a refill as I will not be available next month for evaluation, to which he agreed and dictation.